A federal program designed to help homeowners on the brink of foreclosure is having an unintended effect. Some local nonprofit assistance groups say struggling homeowners who still have some equity often cannot modify their mortgages because it's more beneficial for the lender to foreclose. WBUR's Fred Tice reports on why it's sometimes better to be underwater.
Heather Blanchett has lived on the same street, Berkeley Street, in Watertown since 1966.
Beautiful rose.
One little one, yeah. I'm not much of a plant keeper, but thank God I have a neighbor who's good.
In 1991, Blanchett bought her single-family row house two doors down from her parents. Everything was fine until several years ago when she caught a rare virus that left her disabled. Still, she kept up her mortgage payments.
I was managing fine, and then I had kind of a relapse.
And a year ago, Blanchett missed her third mortgage payment. The bank moved to foreclose. She applied for a modification of her mortgage. She's still waiting for the bank to tell her what it's willing to do.
I feel like I'm on death row. I'm waiting for that no to come because I know they're going to say I don't qualify because basically I have too much equity in my house. They make more money if they foreclose on me than if they provide me with a modification.
Zillow.com values the house at $350,000. Blanchett owes just $80,000 on it. She was told that she met all the requirements for a modification, except that she did not pass something called the net present value test. That determines the cash flow the lender will get from modifying the loan versus foreclosing on the loan. Stephen Freeman manages foreclosure programs for the Metropolitan Boston Housing Partnership. He's trying to help Blanchett.
Equity is the basis for the denial of the net present value test. So outside of that, we cannot say that there are other factors that are affecting the denial.
Freeman's organization is working with 20 homeowners with Blanchett's problem, all of them in places such as Watertown, Belmont, Newton, Somerville, Arlington, Wilmington, Lexington, communities where homes have maintained their value. Eloise Lawrence, a consumer services attorney with Greater Boston Legal Services, is also seeing situations like Blanchett's where banks won't agree to modify mortgages.
They will basically say, you have too much equity in your home. Their response when you follow up on that is, well, they could theoretically refinance.
But really, could those people refinance?
No. Given how tight credit is and given that these are borrowers who have obviously struggled with the mortgage, they are never going to get a refinance. It's really a pretext to say we're going to go ahead with foreclosure because we've decided it's in our financial interest rather than a modification.
No.
Freddie Mac owns Blanchett's mortgage. Yvette Gilmore is vice president for loss mitigation at Freddie Mac.
Freddie Mac is always to ensure home ownership for our borrowers. So with the influx of foreclosed properties for borrowers who are unable to maintain mortgage payments due to circumstances that are largely beyond their control, Freddie Mac is never looking to make money off of selling properties. We are looking in all cases to ensure the borrowers who can stay in the home do so.
Congress just passed the biggest financial regulations since the Great Depression, but they only go so far. Congressman Barney Frank led those reforms through the House of Representatives.
Where the banks have decided that they can make more money by foreclosing rather than doing a modification, there's no legal power to order them to the contrary. We have tried to work with them to persuade them, and the best thing I can recommend is that where people have cases like that, they report them to the member of Congress in which they live, and if we get enough reports of that, we'll try and call some kind of conference and see if we can do something about it.
Back in Watertown, Blanchett doesn't want to sell her house.
It's the only thing I have to give to my only child. Both my parents and my sister passed away two doors down. I'm safe there. I'm at home. My neighbors are like family to me. They do my garden because they know I can't do it anymore. They plant my flowers.
But she may be forced to go. The bank has scheduled a foreclosure auction at the end of the month. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.